poetry and short stories. Ever since I was at school, I've loved the idea of these two mediums as a relatively quick and not necessarily demanding way of writing. And it's great for this way of life that we find ourselves in now, where attention spans might be a little bit shorter than they were 30-odd years ago.
Yes, yeah.
So poetry, you know, you can write a quick ditty up to 30 lines, short story up to 1,000 words. And you'd be surprised how many people might not think that they can do it, and then, you know, they can. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. I've been writing poetry for 30. And it's very difficult as a genre to actually get it published. Mainly, I suppose, because publishers don't make much money out of it. And so all of that has led me to become a bit of a champion for poets and writers. I think we've got far more excitement involved with this because of the great poets that have gone before, like Houseman and Wilfred Owen. You know, you've got real sort of depth of talent in your county.
Is that what made you focus on Shropshire for the next book then?
Well, yes. I mean, I've got a Houseman book and I really enjoy his work. I love his writing. Wilfred Owen, not so much. But, you know, they were very talented people. And I'm sure you have got lots of people like that today. So I'd love to be able to unearth them and publicise this.
So if people have got a poem or a short story about Shropshire, how do they get it to you, Tim? What's the best thing to do?
They can email me at tsaunderspubs, all one word, at gmail.com. It sounds a bit like a pub chain, doesn't it?
But it does.
It was just a quick email.
And they got until...
If you Google me, you can find me on the internet anyway.
And you've got until the end of July to do this, around.
Yeah, the end of July for the Shropshire book, but I'm also working on one for Ukraine. I've got this mad idea of publishing a Hope for Ukraine book. Yeah. Lots of hope and freedom, positive. You see, when I started the Hampshire collection, war was declared on Ukraine, and I felt powerless, like many of us did, and compelled to write a poem that I included in that book. And I thought, well, actually, I can do a bit more than that. I can compile a book, and I've got material being sent to me, and I'm hopeful we'll be able to raise some money to help a good cause. And it's the Sunflower of Hope, I think they're called. 100% of the donations of this book will go to that cause. And in turn, 100% of the funds that they receive goes on delivering humanitarian and medical aid